Hello, welcome back to Cabin Cast Reacts. I'm Oliver, yes. And I'm joined by Tom.
Hello.
And Chris.
Hello.
And we are back with more Good Omens. This is Season 2, Episode 5, Chapter 5, The Ball. No minisode now, we're done with those. Last time we had the Zombies, the Nazi Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
They proved that Crowley was working with Aziraphale, but also didn't. Because sleight of hand from Aziraphale, so you got a lot of proof about Crowley and Aziraphale's very strong relationship that they have. As well as some news that I don't remember their names, but Coffee Shop Lady had split up from their rather impressively toxic partner. And also, I imagine something to do with Gabriel, but I forgot. But they, I'm sure they'll remind us. Pretty sharpish.
Someone figured out that Gabriel was in the shop. I think it was
Yes, they did. Or they figured that Aziraphale knew where he was.
No. They figured he was in the shop and they were gathering an army to break into the shop.
That's what it was. They told the demon who replaced Crowley to gather an army. And we were like, is this an actual thing? Or is this like a not actual thing? Or what's going on? Yes, that's what it was. Let's go. Starting in 3, 2, 1, now. Yes,
They're definitely not Madame Tracy anymore.
Yes. And it's him.
Bro.
That's a lovely day.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes, the weekly meeting.
Mm-hmm. Pog.
Can you hear the TARDIS in the background?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a fun little.
I love the fact that you can look at that guy and instantly go, Doctor Who.
Yep.
Ten. Four. 70
demons versus a lot of angry people in a bookshop. Oh no, this place looks familiar.
Mm-hmm.
He put on the fez.
He did. It's getting all the Doctor Who references.
And even this shop's a bit of a Doctor Who reference.
Yeah.
Ow.
A lovely warehouse. To her battle garb.
Yep.
Spiky.
She changed her hair as well.
Mm. I think she's been doing that often.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's him. Mm. The hymns that haven't been killed yet.
Eric. I thought Legion was 1,000.
That might be a Roman Legion.
Oh yeah, but it's the same.
This is a demon.
Roman legions are 1,000.
Yeah.
Excluding all of the people who carry all the gear, all of the auxiliaries that they'll have along with them, and the baggage train.
Mm-hmm.
And the slaves. This is going so well. Continues anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
she's the Christmas lights one.
I guess so.
Bro. Oh no!
That was very clean. It's not that much.
Rip that, dude.
He healthy dies option. Like all the time.
They took the healthy option. That's very nice of them. Mm-hmm.
That is.
Oh my god.
Hey, it said the ball.
What did that say?
I'll be with my sister, at least she cares about someone other than herself.
Yeah, more toxicity. Was the general. Oh, there's a dog barking.
Hmm.
I will go see what the dog is doing. I'll be back in a sec.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't the box that they bring have like just a matchbox in or something?
Maybe? I thought it just had a fly in.
I was gonna say, I thought the matchbox was what they found in heaven.
Yes, in yes.
There.
In heaven. And it made no sense. It's a cool outfit. Yeah, it's like the TARDIS. It was a secret.
It was a secret.
She's much more angelic than the two of you.
Yeah.
That's not helpful right now. Nice is a four-letter word.
Nice is a four-letter word? Does that say Jim's mug on it, that book?
I think it does, yeah. In season one, Aziraphale says it to him, deep down you're really actually quite nice, and he goes, I'm not nice. Nice is a four-letter word. And some other things that I don't remember. He's using an awful lot of miracles. Maybe outfit changes when they come in. Everything's suddenly disappeared, haven't they?
Bad wolf. This is going to be Aziraphale trying to entertain a bunch of guests while Crowley... beats off a single hand and
amazing.
I feel like everyone's been slightly bewitched.
Yep.
The bells are tolling.
Yeah, there's a bit much Fog.
Mega fog.
You can't tell they're demons with their masks on.
Doctor Who?
Stress.
Don't stroke that fan that you have in your hands. That.
Okay.
This is all really strange.
This is very peculiar.
He's overdone it a bit.
He has done a lot. That was a miracle.
That was like 13 miracles. All of them.
Oh. Oh my God, what's that?
It's strange that she's the only one with the sense to see through all this.
I think it's because she had such negative emotion beforehand.
Maybe.
That when she went into it, she was like, why don't I feel angry anymore?
I should be upset. Why don't I feel upset?
Yeah.
Oh, that would look like nice food.
They did. Or something else is going on with her that we are not privy to. Oh no, a green lamp.
They've really gone above and beyond with the set dressing there.
Mm.
No, the dirty donkey. What's happening to the dirty donkey?
It's the lift.
Someone's coming up a lift.
The one person lift. She does not take the stairs.
No. Not like the common cretins. Surrender the angel.
What the
fuck? He's just Jim.
That's tossed.
It's not their. It's not their strong suit.
No. The miracle succeeded, but they just did not hide it well at all. Amazing.
Well, Mr. Sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I like Mr. Sandwich. I think he's completely fine.
Yeah. Simply angels.
Oh, that's an inspector.
It's the angel.
Oh, yeah. They use the same lift.
Yep.
Just a couple floors above one another, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I know, but you'd think they'd be at least different buildings.
Hmm. Hmm.
Random Jane Austen moment.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. That felt very tense.
Uh-huh.
Indeed.
Stop.
Stop.
Yeah, you're this weird sense of foreboding the whole time since the start of the episode. Like, something's gonna happen. I don't know what, but something's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. It's happened.
And now it's happened. Like, season one, like, even at the end of the world is going to end, it was still, like, goofy enough and fun enough in a way that, like, it didn't feel tense. Like, it was great.
It got pretty tense near the end. Maybe it's been a while. But it definitely got a lot more tense. Everyone was racing to get to Adam before he ended the world. Things were happening.
I mean, what I mean is, I never feared for any of our main characters' safety.
Is that because... I mean, I never feared for anyone's safety, but that's purely because I'd already read the book.
You'd read the book. I hadn't read the book.
Okay.
But just the general vibe and the tone of, like, that, like, the last couple of episodes, like, when, like, Crowley has been discorporated and reforms himself in, Mistress Tracy, and they take off as a Shadwell, and they go on the flying scooter, and then you've got Crowley showing up in the burning car, and then the kids on the bikes and everything. Like, it's very tense on the world's going to end situation, but it was like the general feel felt like everyone's going to be okay. They're going to make it work out. And then, yeah, but also they had the Antichrist there, and he just, you know, could change everything and make it better and disagree with it, which he did. Whereas here it's like they're on their own, you know, they don't have the backing of heaven or hell. There's all these humans, a couple of whom we actually know very well now as well, who are, mm-hmm. you know, very much in danger. I guess that's more what it is. And also just like the tension of like, is this thing between Maggie and Nina going to work? Or is it just going to make things worse? And all that kind of stuff, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, so Gabriel still doesn't have the matchbox. Because that's in heaven. So he doesn't have his mind.
But Crowley now knows that his mind is in the matchbox.
Yes.
And is and going up to heaven.
Yes, so maybe that is why.
Hmm.
Still nothing about if Beelzebub was in on this or not. Maybe we'll find that out in the next episode. Because she seemed very much on, like, you guys said, we kept seeing the fly in the first episode, but she was the one who sanctioned this, so yeah. Mm-hmm. At least it's only like 60-70 demons rather than 10,000.
Maybe it was all just a bit of fun, blow some steam.
Maybe. But, yeah. One episode to go!
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Again, like, this is kind of building up to season 3, so I don't think this is going to resolve, but I also have no idea how this is going to, like, resolve in any way. So, it shall be interesting. Very interesting. But we'll leave this one here. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of CabinCast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under CabinCast and on YouTube. There are photos here on my behind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/CabinCast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.